Hi, I'm Sima Shapiro, the host of the new Contemporary Lifestyle Radio Show for women over 40, featuring everything about your health, wealth, children, happiness, and anything else of interest to you, the listener. Please stay tuned. Hi, and welcome to our show. I'm Sima Shapiro, the host of For Women Over 40. Today we'll be talking with a tattoo artist and a woman who has gotten several tattoos over her lifetime about the art, inspiration, and desire to get and create tattoos. Is it different for men as it is for women? We'll soon find out. Kelly Green is a Connecticut-based tattooer and a brand-new mom who has been tattooing for the past 13 years. As a young child, she focused on painting and drawing while trying other mediums, crafts, and remodeling. After high school, she dabbled in the idea of attending college, but after one semester and a broken drawing arm, Kelly took it as a sign she was on the wrong path. She has since traveled along the East Coast and beyond with her work, seeking insight from fellow artists and tattooers, and making sure that she always continues to grow as an artist. Recently, Kelly has been involved in helping secure new state laws for tattooers, believing that health and safety issues need to be properly addressed in tandem with tattoo knowledge. Deanna Shannock Scott is a 48-year-old mother of a 2-year-old boy and girl, twins, married 19 years to the love of her life. Deanna is a family photographer and spends a few days every week in the corporate world. She was deeply involved in the animal rescue world prior to her twins being born, and as a result has a few chihuahuas and several doves. Aside from her children, Deanna enjoys the pleasures that Southern California has to offer in her spare time, blogs for motheringinthemiddle.com, and takes photos. So welcome, Deanna and Kelly.
Hey.
Thank you.
It seems like everywhere we go these days, Kelly, both stateside and overseas, we see tattoos on bodies. Can you tell me a little bit about what this is all about?
Tattoos are definitely a more recent boom. They're a huge part of countries' histories. Lately, on the uprise and gaining popularity by the day, tattoos are not just for sailors and carnival folks anymore. It can go anywhere from your stay-at-home mom that doesn't have a boss to have any worries about tattoos to your doctor having a full sleeve hidden underneath his scrubs.
My doctors have tattoos?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, maybe.
So the really interesting thing for me is that in the beginning of what I think I want to say is a fad, tattoos seemed really different and interesting, but I'm sensing that in some circles they're becoming passé. And I do wonder if people will feel good about getting them as they age. What's your take on this, Kelly?
I think there are images such as a rose or an anchor, for example, that will always be a timeless image in tattooing. Nowadays, with the internet and Google and Pinterest, there are definitely images that have been seen more times than others, just because it's more into social medias and in public view.
Now, that's an interesting question. I actually never thought about the images themselves. Is there a hierarchy in terms of interest and popularity for any number of images?
I think different images go through different phases. You can see it throughout the years. It could go from tribal armbands and barbed wire to nowadays where there's an infinity symbol or a feather with birds. It's just really what happens to be the most looked for thing on Google or Pinterest seems to pop up more and more every day.
Now, that's really interesting. So that would mean that if I was either in the world of tattooing or was interested or had gotten tattoos, I could look at someone else's body and have a sense of when, in terms of era, they had gotten their tattoo?
Yeah, for the most part. There are definitely, you know, still people from the 90s that are still stuck in the 90s getting their tribal nowadays, but definitely most of that had happened in the early 90s. To late 90s, and nowadays it's more of a smaller base, perhaps maybe an infinity symbol or feather or silhouetted things such as birds. But you can definitely tell when people have gotten their tattoos if they are, quote unquote, through the fad.
And what would you say is the main difference between the tattoos that women choose to get as opposed to men?
I don't think there's a huge difference. They definitely seem to be more delicate than the men's tattoos, but, you know, I've done flowers on guys plenty of times, too.
Mm-hmm. And can you share a little bit about the backstory of tattooing? Can you give me a little information on the history of it?
Yeah, history goes back farther than we can probably even research about. In 1991, a 5,000-year-old Iceman was found in the mountains between Austria and Italy bearing 57 visible tattoos.
Wow.
Yeah, and some of them they believe to actually heal arthritis because they found multiple lines marked on his ankle. But every country has a little bit of difference when it comes to history just because, you know, everything was so much separated. But here in the U.S., I think tattooing has definitely grown more as an aesthetic process.
And do you think it's a process that's here to stay?
I believe so. I think a lot of people enjoy it. It's, you know, you can wear art and have it forever, and you can look back at your arm or your foot and remember a certain time in your life or a certain memory of someone that you loved that you missed. I definitely think it will stay along for a long time.
And do you think that tattoos are art?
I definitely believe they are art, and I think that if anybody disagrees, maybe should take a look at art and take a look at tattoos, and they are not any different. I think everyone thinks about their grandpa that has, you know, the green fuzzy blob on their arm from when they were in the army, and nowadays the ink and designs and the artists as well have come a long way. A lot of artists nowadays have plenty of paintings and other drawings that they do, and this is just another medium for them to work in.
So what are the subtle or important differences in the art end of tattoo studios? And I want to add one other question to that. How would you choose a tattoo artist? Because if you, for example, said, I want this image, I would guess if you lined up 5 tattoo artists, they would do that image slightly differently.
Exactly. And that's a very good point that I think a lot of people don't necessarily look upon. What you want to do is definitely look at their portfolios. Everyone can do, quote unquote, a rose totally different than the next artist that works in the same studio. Everyone has a different style, whether it could be from traditional to realistic to new school, cartoon, trash polka, pointillism. It can go on forever as far as style goes. And I think that that is the coolest part because you can have so many different varieties of one subject matter alone. And I think that that's another reason why it will last forever. Things are changing, styles change, people change, tattoos will change just with them.
Uh-huh. So what are some of the differences between the tattoo studios just looking across the country? I'm guessing that some have a certain ambiance that others don't. I'm guessing that maybe some would appeal to certain people or have certain types of artists. What would be some of those differences?
I think a lot of the differences can be just by who's in the shop, who runs the shop. There are some shops that are from businessmen, and there are other shops that have, you know, maybe an all-female crew, which might be a little bit more sensitive than the older biker style tattoo. Some tattoo shops offer a wide range, like room where everyone is set up. And then there are those shops that have separate rooms for each artist that make it more inviting and a more personable space.
So is there a difference between female and male tattoo artists in terms of their artistry?
I don't believe so. I mean, everyone should be created equal if everyone wants to think in a happy way, but you know, there are always, you know, men are going to do the skulls and women are going to do the flowers. But I think that I myself, being a woman tattooer, would love to tattoo a skull. And I think people need to realize that there shouldn't be a gender difference. And I think that would help a lot.
Let's start with a few of the stats. Do you know how many female tattoo artists there are in the country and what their ratio might be to men?
I couldn't find any actual statistics, but from my experience, it's probably 1 to every 12 is a woman.
Wow.
Tattooing, and that's definitely grown over the past couple of years. When I started, it was probably more like 1 in 20.
Why do you think that is?
I think a lot of it's just been opened, and it's not the same cliche thought as, you know, you have to be a biker or a sailor or a carny person to get a tattoo. It's more wide range and open and friendly and personal.
And how do you eliminate someone whose tattoo artistry is really not that good?
I think a lot of the time they kind of weed themselves out, you know. If there's a shop that isn't known for, maybe they can't draw, it's going to come across in their tattooing. And if people aren't happy with their outcome of their tattoo, word definitely spreads around. People wear your tattoos like their personal business cards.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it be from they go to the next person to get it covered up and that word spreads, or, you know, just talking amongst friends, business helper for them.
So you're talking a little bit about stereotypical images in that people would go to a man for a skull and people might go to a woman for a flower. But let's just even talk about the image of a flower. There's a million images of flowers.
Yep.
So would someone become facile in that particular style, Or would they have a trademark flower?
They could. I think a lot of artists in general, whether it be a tattoo artist or a painter, can go through different fashions and what they kind of like at the moment.
Have you ever said no to someone who wanted a particular tattoo that you either were not comfortable with that image or didn't feel your own capability in carrying that out?
Yes, definitely. And I think a lot of artists should start thinking about what they feel comfortable tattooing. And there's so many artists, especially even just in my state alone, that do so many different styles that I don't necessarily do or like, such as I don't like portraits. There are plenty of people I know that do beautiful portraits, and I would give them to them in a heartbeat. And I think that's been making a huge difference lately. Now is there's artists who are friends with other artists instead of it being such a cutthroat industry.
So if you said that the differences between men and women are, for the sake of the conversation, one woman to every 12 male tattoo artists, I'm wondering, are there more women than men getting tattoos today? Do you have stats on that?
I would definitely say that there are more women getting tattooed lately, but I don't think that there are more women getting tattoos overall. I think it's pretty much even across the board would be my guess.
And how about in terms of their ages?
Ages are definitely all over the place. I could tattoo a 16-year-old with parent consent, and then I could tattoo, you know, a 70-year-old lady for the very first time. I think a lot of the reality TV shows have maybe opened a couple of those windows where people were kind of scared to even go into a tattoo parlor, where it makes it more friendly and inviting, and it's not so scary anymore, which I think is bringing in more of a crowd, which not always a good thing, but it has been making the industry grow much larger.
So do you have any rituals that you do prior to doing a tattoo on someone's body? I'm pretty struck by the fact that it must feel like an honor to be tattooing sacred bodies. And I'm wondering if you do anything around that mere fact, and if you feel that it's a spiritual, not only calling for you, but the experience is spiritual.
I would say that it's definitely an honor to tattoo anybody. They're going to be wearing your art for the rest of their lives. Depending on if it's a visible tattoo or not a visible tattoo, they still carry that moment of when they got tattooed with them, as long as the image. So you want to try to make it, you know, the most comfortable and make sure that they feel welcomed. And as far as a ritual before tattooing, I just really make sure everything's clean and that they're happy and that they're relaxed, because I think that makes for the best experience in general with anything.
On a relative term, what's the average length of time it takes to get a tattoo?
That varies widely on what you get. It could be anything from a semicolon tattoo, which is maybe 3 minutes, and it could go, you know, an all-day session for me, which is about 8 hours, but it could go much longer than that as well.
Did you really do an 8-hour tattoo?
I do them most of the time, yes.
What would that be?
A lot of those ones are, you know, ongoing projects like sleeves or back pieces, things that aren't going to get finished in a day. It's better to sit for a long period of time so that every 2 hours a sleeve takes over 40 to 50 hours, give or take. So
a sleeve takes 40 to 50 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Look what I'm learning. So, Deanna, are you still there?
I'm here.
So, let's go to you and figure this out. How many tattoos do you have on your body?
I have 5 tattoos.
And what was the age that you got them, and what was the age that you got your last one?
I got my first tattoo when I was in my younger 30s. And my last tattoo I got about 2 years ago, when I was 46.
And what compelled you to get them? What compelled you to keep getting them? And have you changed in your perspective about what images appeal to you, where you put them on your body?
What made me get them? I was interested in doing something a little more severe and different than what the normal person would do, or what I would perceive the normal person to do. So I wanted to do something different and personal for myself, and sort of a statement to show that I can do this. I continued to get tattoos because it meant something to me then, because I got the first one and I did it and I liked it, and I wanted to keep more or less displaying a message on my body. And the tattoos that I got were all directed at animal rescue. At the time, I was doing cat rescue. And so that was so important to me, and the message behind it was so important to me. So my tattoos were also a way to open dialogue with people that I met when they asked me about my tattoos and why I would get the particular ones I did. So animal rescue was very close to my heart, and the message is very important to me that I wanted to get out. So today, if I had a choice, my selections in tattoos has definitely changed. In fact, I no longer do cat rescue. So although the message of animal rescue is still very important to me, I have moved away from cat rescue and went through dog rescue, and now I'm a mother. So there's even something more different now.
So you just said you're a mother now. And I'm wondering if being a mother makes you feel as if you're done, would like to get more, or are ashamed of the ones you've gotten. Which one is it?
I would like to get more.
What's the desire behind that?
Now I want something to document this amazing thing in my life, my children, and to show the world that they're a part of me. And I want to show them or show a representation of them on me wherever I go.
And do you think you'll do that soon?
Absolutely, as soon as I can.
And how do you think you'll feel if your daughter or son decide themselves that they want tattoos?
Well, it depends. The idea behind tattooing, of course, is something that I completely, wholeheartedly agree with. However, I think that there's boundaries. I think that if my children were of an age that they had a good head on their shoulders and understood the magnitude of getting this permanent artwork on your body, that would be important to me. It would be important to me to know what they're getting, what they're choosing, and, you know, that would go into me supporting their decision, and also where they're going to get it.
And do you think there's a distinction from where you sit between women who get tattoos and men? And do you also look at women differently who have tattoos?
Well, I think that the reason why I get tattoos is probably not the same reason that men get tattoos. I think that I have a deeper social issue that originally took me down the tattoo path, whereas I think that my impression that it means something different for men. To me, it looks like it's more of a badge or instead of just like a social message. The next question was, do I look at other women who have tattoos differently? And I don't. So if I see another woman and she has gorgeous tattoos and this beautiful artwork, I'm like in awe, right? But then I see other women with really bad tattoos and just sad tattoos, and yeah, I kind of look at that differently. I guess I'm kind of a tattoo snob that way.
We're talking with two women today about the female perspective and the art of getting and having and doing tattooing. We're talking with a woman who has gotten several tattoos over her lifetime and a tattoo artist, Kelly Green. So, Kelly, do you think there is a different impetus for women getting tattoos rather than men? Do you think they wear it differently? Their motivations are different?
I think it depends. It's a very wide range of people who are getting tattooed. So there could be, you know, the woman who is doing it for more like Deanna, where she likes talking about it and it's about her cause. But there are also guys that wear more, it is more of a badge, or it isn't more of a badge for them. There are definitely men getting tattoos, memorial tattoos, or, you know, maybe they wanted to mark a life change in what they wanted to do. I think everyone, whether it be a guy or a girl, definitely have different reasons across the board of why they get them.
And what do you say to people who thought it was a great idea and may not be sorry that they did it, but suddenly recognize that where they got it is going to have a profound impact on their employment?
There are definitely a couple of tattoo spots that we call job killers. That includes your hand, your neck, anywhere super visible, even maybe a wrist or a forearm could change a job employment. I think things are definitely changing due to the fact that they're increasing in popularity, but I think they almost had to get worse before they're getting better. So I think if anybody is thinking about getting their hand tattooed and work in an office setting, probably not the best idea. But there are also artists who have morals as far as doing the tattoos, where if somebody isn't fully tattooed or have a sleeve or a large number of tattoos, they're not going to tattoo their hand.
Mm-hmm. So, Deanna, do you work in an environment where you can show off your tattoos, and have you ever been sorry about where they are?
I work part-time in a corporate office, and no, that's not a place where I feel comfortable showing my tattoos. And at this time, I do not have any tattoos that would be easily seen with the clothes that I would normally wear to the office.
How do you think you're perceived, Deanna, when you walk down the street and any of those tattoos are showing? Do you notice people looking at you differently?
It depends on where in the United States I am, actually. I feel pretty sensitive about my tattoos and the looks that I get when I'm in more of a rural southern area versus walking down the streets in L.A. So I feel like I'm perceived differently in those two different places.
Mm-hmm. And Kelly, is there a difference in pain tolerance between women and men?
I think that there is and there is not. I think women were definitely built to have a higher pain tolerance just in the fact that they have babies. So I think we're bred that way, but I also believe that there are women who can't take it as well as a man could.
Mm-hmm. And do they stop in the middle of it?
I've only had one person stop out of the whole 13 years, and she did come back to finish it. So, I mean, it does happen from time to time.
And let's talk about those people who have regrets and come back to you and want you to what then? What is the process?
If people regret their tattoos, I actually do a lot of cover-ups, whether it's just because the tattoo has been 20 years and it's kind of fuzzy, or it could be, you know, a significant other's name that is not so much significant anymore. The ranges of why things are covered up are a little bit different. Even sometimes they got, say, dates of a past one and they don't want to remember the dates. They want to remember something happier. So they actually take the dates and have those covered up by maybe a happy memory, like if she was a gardener and your grandmother meant a lot to you, then you could get a rose because that's what she had growing in the front yard.
And so do you notice any differences between men and women and their choices to be covered up? Do you think that women go for certain images rather than men?
I think that society in a whole perceives women still as that homebody kind of lady. And I think that things are changing just as far as that. And I think by women being more in a career path and more driven lately, I think is bringing that out, where there are more women having sleeves and having visible tattoos than maybe there used to be. Or even just that the fact that they're okay with putting it in a more visible location than hiding it under a shirt.
So you were correct about talking about in past years men would put important dates on their arm, for example, the name of their lover or their partner or their wife. Do women do the same thing?
Yes, I believe that goes both ways. Unfortunately, what I've noticed throughout my years is they end up getting those names and dates when the relationships are not going so well. So for some reason, instead of buying flowers or chocolates, it seems to be a tattoo like, hey, honey, I got this tattoo of your name because I love you.
That's
so interesting.
And then,
you know, that doesn't work out. So a year later, they could come and get it covered up.
Is there a name for that in the tattoo industry?
I just call it a tattoo jinx.
A tattoo jinx.
You can get matching tattoos. You can, you know, do something a little quirky here or there. But if you're going to get a name of somebody who you are with emotionally, I believe that that's called a tattoo jinx.
Do you ever say things to the people who are getting tattoos like, do you really want to put this name, this date? Do you ever have conversations or do you just take what they ask and do it?
That kind of goes around in circles sometimes. I started asking in the beginning, you know, why are you sure, you know, this is a forever thing? And people are pretty stuck on the idea of if they're going to do it or not. As of more recently, I try to veer people away from dates such as like death dates. I think that people would do much better looking at something that has a happy memory to it than something that the last day that they had known them.
Mm-hmm. Deanna, what are your final thoughts for the listener with regard to either choosing to have or not get a tattoo, and especially being a woman?
My words to those would be, get a tattoo. If you want it, do it. Don't be afraid of it. Just do it. And especially women, you know, and to not go into just to get a tattoo, go get a butterfly or just go get a little flower. And that's all well and good if you want to get your feet wet. But if you're going to get something, have it mean something to you and have it be something that's going to mean something to you for forever.
And Kelly, what are your final thoughts for the listener about being a woman tattoo artist and about the community of women who choose to make this their life work?
I think it's amazing. I think that women should be able to and have the capacity to do exactly what men could do. The fact that this industry has been such a man-dominated industry and it's kind of changing, I think that's amazing. It gives a lot more variety to even just the artwork itself, the experience, the people getting it. I think it's great. I think a woman should be able to do whatever she thinks she wants to.
And any words to the listener who, women who would are considering getting tattoos?
Same as Deanna, go for it. If that's what you want, don't listen to your husband, don't listen to your friends. Do what you want to do and go do it. Live life.
We've been talking today with two women about their experience getting and giving tattoos and how the business and art has changed over the past few decades. Tattoo artist Kelly Green can be found at kellygreentattoos.com. Deanna Shannick Scott can be found at scottphotog.com. Thanks so much, guys. I hope we've opened a little bit of a window of the world to women getting and doing tattooing.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having.
Thank you.
I'm Sema Shapiro, your host of For Women Over 40. And until next time, I hope you take care.